This is Bronson Hermuth coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, USA, backstage at the Mother Church, the Ryman Auditorium, with drummer percussionist Mark Beckett. Mark, thank you for doing this.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
So tell me, you remember your first paid gig?
I do remember my first paid gig. It was in 1994 at 12th and Porter for a songwriter named Chris Eddy. And I was still in high school. And he was a writer and would use me on some of his songs for sessions, and he asked me to do a gig with him. So, yeah, 1994.
So where are you from originally?
Florence, Alabama.
Florence, Alabama.
I lived there till I was 10, and we moved up to Nashville.
So you play in the studio, and you also play live. Mm-hmm. Do you have a preference?
No. I both of them are amazing, especially when it's a great band, and I think my heart is in studios, just because when I first started playing drums, I had to be just like my hero, Eddie Bears, and everything revolved around him, and so I wanted to do sessions from the get-go. So I think maybe that has a little more in my heart.
You know? So why the drums? Why did you choose the drums?
You know, I was sitting in the car one day with my brother when I was 14, and I was tapping on my legs, and he said, "Man, you need to play drums." And we were listening to a Rodney Crowell record, and it just happened to be Eddie Bears and my dad playing on it. And very soon after that, I met Eddie, and I was just drawn to the drums for some reason.
Do you have any advice for anybody that's new to Nashville or been here a while trying to break into it and trying to get noticed?
I would say meet as many people as you can, set in as many places as you can, and get to know songwriters. Get to know other musicians and just meet people, and that's about the best way I can think to do it. Because once you start meeting people, and they remember your face, and they may need you one day, and then call you, and it's a building process. And that's about the only thing I can recommend. Have a way of sustaining yourself so you're not freaking out, you know, if work doesn't come in immediately. But just getting out there and meeting people and you know. Getting along with people.
You've played with so many people. Do you have a favorite style of music?
My favorite style of music is old R&B. I love old R&B music from 60s and 70s. Love Sam Cooke. Love Otis Redding. Staple singers. Aretha Franklin. Etta James. That's my favorite.
So did you have any formal training, or you just started playing?
I took lessons from two teachers. One of which, Harry Wilkinson, and then the other, Ralph Pace. But I would always kind of blow off the lessons and try to trick them that I'd really practice. But what I was really doing for 3-4 hours a day was putting headphones on and listening to records. Yeah. Listening to Eddie Bears, Roger Hawkins, Jeff Beccaro, you know, those guys, Larry London, and trying to mimic what they were doing. So, yeah.
So now you're on the staff at the Opry playing mm-hmm. drums. How do you like that?
It's amazing. It's just absolutely amazing. I rotate 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off with Eddie Bears, which in itself is great, sharing it with your hero. But it's an amazing institution. It's an amazing band. And it's something I really look forward to every day, you know, when I get to do it. So,
are you still doing any kind of traveling work, or basically you're just staying locked in now because you got this?
I stay in town. If the right call came in, I would consider it. But I like staying in town. Sessions in the Opry are where my heart is.
Yeah.
You know, so.
What kind of drums do you play?
Right now I'm with a company called Nashville Drum Doctors. There's a guy named Eric Amendrud out of Bellevue, and he built me a kit. I just went up to him and sat down with him, and we just went over specs, and he did a fabulous job building drums. And I'm with Soultone Cymbals out of Encino, California, and Aquarian Drum Heads, and Promark 6, and they're all just really good to me and great companies.
Yeah. So do you have anything coming up that you want to tell people about? Any shows coming up we got to watch for?
Oh, just Opry stuff. Come out and see us at the Opry, you know, and come and hang. It's a great hang, and come see some shows.
Awesome. I really appreciate you doing this, Mark.
Yeah, thank you.
Man, thank you so much.
Thanks.
It's so good to see you. I've had the honor of working with you, and what a pro.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.